about.
Exactly.
Well, that's nice of you. And my favourite subject is nothing.
What do you mean, nothing?
Well, consider the fact that without nothing, you can't have something.
Right.
If you were to have just something, then you couldn't define what something was.
Right, okay.
Because observe your hand, right? Look at your hand.
Right, I'm looking at it now.
What defines your hand is the fact that it's surrounded by what you perceive to be nothing. Yeah? That's how you can define your hand when you look at it.
Okay, then.
It's defined by nothing.
Okay, then.
It's defined by the absence of hand.
Well...
Right? So if you picture it, your hand is something, and outside of your hand, as you perceive it, is nothing.
No.
Something and nothing. If you look at the universe is composed of something and nothing. Listen, no, you asked me to talk about something I'm interested in. This is what I'm interested in.
Okay.
Noughts and ones, right? Binary code on a computer. Right? When you program a computer, you use noughts and ones, a series of noughts and ones. So you might have six ones and then a nought.
That's right.
Okay. The universe is actually composed of nothing and something. Something and nothing. The two together, right? Okay. So combinations of something and nothing. Because in truth, your hand isn't surrounded by nothing at all.
In truth,
your hand is surrounded by a combination of something and nothing.
So for the last 2 hours, there's nothing gone through your mind or hand?
Through the past 2 hours, what we've been doing is something and nothing. Right? That's what we've been doing. And the most accurate description of this radio show would be to say that we had done something and nothing tonight. So we've discussed some things and we've discussed no things. We're defined by what we have and have not discussed. We're a combination of something and nothing, and everything that surrounds you, every idea that you ever have, every object that you can see, everything that's around you is a combination of something and nothing. You are a combination of something and nothing. You are something, and you are defined by the fact that you are not other things. You look at other people and you think to yourself, I'm not them. I'm me, I'm something. And I'm not those other things that surround me. It's a fascinating topic. It really is when you think it through, Ian. I mean, if you think it through even more, you can take it over to the levels of what happens when you die. Supposing you were to die... Now. Right now. At the moment, you are something, and you are defined by the fact that you are not everything else. It's possible to suppose that if you were to die, you would become everything else. You would no longer be something, but you would be nothing, but to be nothing would be a beautiful thing. Great conversation. Thanks for calling the show. And Richard, we're going to go for the call of the night now. Who are you going to go for?
I'm going to split it. I'm going to go for Sheila in Doncaster and Diana in Redford. Because they were both good calls and thought-provoking. A bit of a ray of light down the show, I thought.
We've had some very interesting calls tonight.
Yeah.
Thoroughly enjoyed the call. I'll tell you what, Ian from Gainsborough, they're getting very deep on us. And I must say, Ian, he took that conversation to dizzy heights, and I enjoyed it with him.
And my head's starting to hurt.
Yeah, in the philosopher there, lovely stuff. Okay, time for me to do... Yeah, reach across and do this, basically.